Queen's funeral to be most watched TV event in history, 4 billion plus viewers expected. By Simon Kent on September 15, 2022. The state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday is expected to be the most watched event in television history. Industry experts are already predicting upwards of 4 billion people across the world will watch as the second Elizabethan age draws to a fitting close. The viewing figures, if achieved, would represent more than half the world's population, eclipsing the estimated audience of 3.5 billion that watched Muhammad Ali open the Atlanta Olympics in 1996. It would also more than double the estimated global viewers for both Live Aid in 2005, 2 billion, and Live Aid in 1985, 1.9 billion, as well as quadrupling the billion people that tuned in to see the then Prince Charles marry Diana in 1981, the Daily Mirror reports. The solemn event will be the fifth state funeral to be held in the United Kingdom in the last 100 years but the first to be seen in every corner of the globe. The late monarch will be laid to rest on Monday, September 19, at Westminster Abbey, London, 10 days after her death on Thursday, September 9. Carolina Beltramo, TV viewing analyst at WatchTheBra.com, told Metro London. Such is the love and admiration for Queen Elizabeth II around the world that her funeral is destined to be the biggest live TV event in history. Generations of people across the globe won't have been alive the last time pomp and pageantry were seen on this scale. No fewer than 4.1 billion people are expected to tune in on Monday to witness this historic moment as half the people on planet Earth pause to pay their respects. There will be a national bank holiday to allow as many people as possible to watch the Queen's funeral and honor her record-breaking 70-year reign. On Monday morning, the coffin will be taken in a grand military procession from the Palace of Westminster through the Capitol to Westminster Abbey for the state funeral, as Breitbart London reported. That very public passage follows a precedent set for the state funeral of former Prime Minister Winston Churchill when he was laid to rest in 1965. Senior members of the family are expected to follow, just as they did for the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales and the Duke of Edinburgh. After the service, the coffin will be taken in procession from Westminster Abbey to Wellington Arch. Once there, the hearse and procession will continue about 23 miles west of London to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle via the Long Walk, after which a televised committal service will take place. The Queen finally will be privately buried alongside her husband and royal predecessors at the ancient site. St. George's Chapel was founded in 1475 and has since been at the center of many royal ceremonies. It officially became the chosen burial place for the royal family in the 19th century, and is the final resting place for dozens of its members. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.